canvas, canvas, promise, handshake, state apology, hold T-shirt. Baby, hold ice cream, cycle, cycle, promise, policy, frowny face at far right, baby photo, high five voters, canvas,
hold on,
canvas,
you wee scot, and take it easy, promise, slow it down.
I can't, Heather, I'm TikTok monster energy teach, I can't stop, I won't stop, I'm addicted to the...
There you are now.
Okay, well, thank you, I think I needed that, thank you, thank you.
Sit yourself down and don't be leaping about like a rampant rabbit.
Sorry, like a what? I think you meant Duracell bunny.
Yes, why, what did I say?
Let us never speak of it again, I'll just block it out. Block!
Right, look, the polls are still shite, but you've done very well with that state apology. Oh, we were all choking back the tears.
Who knew I'd be so good at sincere and very emotional vibing, saying sorry for things someone else did way, way back before I was born.
Well, everything happened before you were born.
You know, I love doing state apologies. I could do them day and night, night and day. What? If you thought I was sorry now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Right, but unfortunately, it's back to bread and knobs of butter issues now. Building council houses.
No.
Sorting out the angry internet people standing outside centres for Johnny foreigners.
No. I think I should do more apologies. I can't believe nobody thought of this before. But, more apologies.
But you have all these housing promises.
Well, that was before this. Why don't we just do a state apology for destroying housing for two generations?
What?
Now. Let's do it now. Let's get ahead of time.
No,
now.
It doesn't exactly work
it's
like
brilliant.
That.
We say sorry for nothing particularly specific, blaming nobody specified, and then it's done. State apologies are always the end of the matter. Nobody expects anything to happen after that. We say the weepy words. Everyone gives me handshakes with their bottom lips protruding, then never mentions again. It's win-win. Perfect.
Look, the people who are responsible for the terrible thing never apologise. It is the Irish way.
So who gets to do the lovely statesman-like, super likable virus smash hit happy headline apology then?
It'll be up to not the next government, nor the one after that, but the one after that to humbly apologise for the time we allowed the insane profiteering of housing that benefited the few and sent the wee guesses and the wee gassens off to Australia.
Or into crippling lifetime rents.
Or prefabs down country lanes.
Or into the room under Mammy's stairs.
Where she keeps the Hoover and hides the Duracell bunny.
Oh, I think that time you meant the rampant rat. Never mind.
What?
It's too much information. Block! Right, I must get back now to zipping and zapping, glad handling and backslapping, winking and twerking, thumbs upping and raising both hands in the air.
I know, you have to slow down.
But if I slow down, people might notice that in between the hands I raise in the air is a bunch of air.
Oh.
Honey, pee, nothing.
Oh.
So I simply cannot afford to stop my special brand of frantic canvas, canvas, promise, handshake, hold baby, hold ice cream, point at
right,
thing.
I better promise, go and make sure Helen McEntee hasn't set five fire to something by speaking out loud again.
Voters, canvas.
Good luck, Louise. Got you.
Another entry promise. Canvas, 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 canvas. Block! We're recording now, Daddy Mijo.
But it's caught heat, but I wasn't ready, Jack. Welcome back to my podcast, which this week is coming to for the Middle East, where I'm on my down with this sort of thing tour around the region.
You're doing very well over there, boss.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very comfortable as a cockman astride the world stage.
Yeah, like Michael Collins, if he lived long enough to overdo the Atkins and become the disappointment he was destined to be.
I have to stop that now. I know this is my real comfort zone, you know, doing the intensive efforts to address a crisis in the region,
right,
through meaningful dialogue and consultation with key partners. And
you love endless faffing about and commissioning reports, never quite making a decision on anything.
Ireland is very decisive this time. We are very decisive about considering the accords,
considering
towards figuring out a two-state solution.
Though you're not actually going to either of those two states, despite flying the whole way over.
No. I'm currently in Egypt. No, we can't cross into Israel because it's Passover and presumably everywhere is closed there. A bit like a wet Monday in Mahon. So while be respectful of the culture in terms of we will continue to meaningfully condemn Israel in the strongest possible.
But stopping short of boycotting any of the Israeli goods and services like the lefties are.
All right, well, I mean, I can hardly call on the Irish people to boycott Sudocream. Sudocream?
No.
Not after all the chafing I'm after suffering after putting on the shorts for the first time since July. I mean, two legs are like hams. What was I saying? No. Well, we are condemning the human rights abuses in the strongest.
Will you be going full unequivocal on the Saudis for their human rights abuses?
Well, no. That's a very different matter entirely now in terms of our exports of powdered milk, dried beef, the cheese strings, I presume.
So
anyway,
what you're saying is the only way Israel could get Ireland to stop criticising it would be to buy the odd shipment of frozen burgers.
No.
And we'd give them a free pass the way we ignored the Saudis bombing children in Yemen.
Look, edit that bit out, will you?
What?
Did we get any emails this week, Jack?
No, nothing.
And we still don't have a catchy name for the podcast. What about something that speaks to my willingness willingness to engage with the listeners. Huh? I'm willing. I'm Michal, something like that.
I will in me hold. That doesn't sound right.
Stop the blaggarding. Look, we'll have to leave it there, so I have to go to Rafa.
Oh, yeah?
Do I suppose a young scamp like you thinks that's the old Liverpool manager? Huh? Yeah. Rafa?
No, it's the crossing between Egypt and Gaza and the supply line for vital humanitarian relief.
Why am I cooler than the young people in my party?
Because you're daddy cool. Maybe that's what we should call the podcast.
Look, never say that again in terms of...
I like it.
And send a few samples of Kerrygold to the Knesset, will you?
I will, daddy cool.
Stop the blackguarding, I said.
All right, settle down, lads. Settle down. That's enough stretching for now. I call this FAI meeting to order. Attending today are myself, Tony, and who's the Colchi again?
Oh, yeah, lads. It's Dunacar's my name. Oh. I come in during the diversity recruitment drive because I'm a person of county. Oh. So let's get the ball rolling.
Sure, yeah. Just remember, you're not allowed to pick it up with your hands this time.
funny.
Now, Sudzer, I asked you to prepare a lowdown of the current situation.
Oh. Yeah, well, we still haven't found the manager. We desperately need some cash, and our chief executive just resigned after questions were raised about certain payments.
Sorry, I thought John Delaney was gone.
No, this is a different one again.
What, again? I mean, who was doing our accounts?
That name is redacted.
Look, that's terrible, but we also have to fix the interim manager problem ASAP.
Well, au contraire, he is not a sap.
What?
He's doing his best, to be fair. No. Who have we offered it to so far?
Roy Keane, Lee Carsley, Harry Redknapp, Steve Bruce, ooh, Chris Hughton, Gus Poyet, Chris Coleman, Meryl Streep, the canary from the carbon monoxide ads, and Bosco.
You know, it's not a bad start in 11.
Yeah, Meryl Streep is very versatile.
But why haven't any of them accepted the job as manager?
Do you mean Bannister?
No, I mean
very good.
Alright, fair enough.
Tony?
Look, it's hard to say. Fan enthusiasm is at an all time low. Yeah. We haven't qualified for a tournament in years, and we're unwilling to offer a generous wage. It seems like a lot of hard work for not much money. Basically the opposite to the FAI mantra.
Maybe the best way to get a manager is to fix the chief executive problem.
True.
What if we just get some stability by adding another mild mannered, well spoken Englishman to do the job?
Well, we just get your man Backhorse on the phone right now.
Oh.
Tell him he can have as many free tickets as he likes.
I think he's opposed to free tickets these days.
Look, we have to do something quick. We've had months to replace Stephen Kenny and still nothing.
When is the next competitive match?
September against England.
England?
I know.
Lads, we're grand. That's 4 months away. And besides, the English will be all over the place after we knocked out the Euros and Penos by then.
Oh, yeah.
So we can relax. Put the out of office on, lads. Our work here is done.
That's a reunion.
By the way, Tony, have you been taking the minutes?
I have. There should be about 9 added on.
What?
So, Prime Minister, I've got the talking points for your next PMQs and also the latest opinion surveys.
Well, as my wife says, the only certainties in life are death and the pearls.
I believe it's death and taxes, sir.
No, it's my wife who said it, so...
But of course, I'm terribly sorry.
Yes.
Nom dom, thank you, Mom, as I'm sure you're...
Sorry?
And the PMQs, of course.
Oh, so remind me, which vulnerable groups are we attacking now?
All of them, sir.
Goody.
But mainly migrants.
Now, I prefer to think of them as small boats. Oh. It's easier that way. I mean, who wants to live next door to a small boat?
Oh.
All that splashing and tragedy keeping you awake all night?
Oh.
Not our voters.
So the Rwanda bill has finally been passed by the House of Lords, meaning that migrants could potentially be deported as early as June or perhaps July.
Oh, just in time for summer holidays.
Quite.
That's when the little people normally plan their trips, isn't it?
Oh, are you going away, sir?
No, I...
Oh, you meant the proletariat. Very good, Prime Minister.
Right. Well, that's the immigration crisis sorted. Gosh, might be time to start demonising our own poor people again.
Not quite, sir. It is possible that each migrant ordered to Rwanda can challenge the ruling, potentially delaying the whole process again.
What?
In which case we might need a treaty with some other underdeveloped location willing to house them.
Well, how about the north of England?
We'll keep that in mind. Now, obviously, we have a general election on the horizon, so we will need preemptive strikes against our opponents.
Strikes? We're not train drivers.
No, as in attacks against the Labour Party.
Oh.
Make them look bad.
Mm-hmm.
This week, one of our MPs reported their deputy leader, Angela Rayner, to the police.
Over something juicy, I hope. A sex scandal, maybe? Or giving lucrative contracts to friends?
You're thinking of Tory scandals. No. We've reported her over a tax issue.
Oh, let me guess. Yes. Her spouse claimed non-domicile status to avoid paying tax.
No, again, that was your wife, sir.
Oh, right, damn.
No, Miss Rayner's accused of not paying tax when she sold her home. She claims she didn't need to, as it was her only residence.
Oh, that is just awful.
Yes.
Imagine only having one residence.
Indeed, sir. So, attack before the general election. You never know what might happen. It is, after all, a two-horse race.
Unfortunately, I looked out my window this morning and saw exactly what can happen.
Oh.
A lot of blood.
Yes, that. It was
wounded animals galloping mad-eyed through London like some sort of overly literal harbinger of my party's future.
It was a dreadful sight.
But also inspiring.
Really?
A conservative beast thrashing through public transport and cyclists, caring not a fig. Ah, manly doings.
Yes.
By the way, you've got a hair appointment in 10, sir. Yeah. Another fitting for extra tight shirts afterwards.
Oh.
And your stylists want you to try out some more casual trainers.
Right. Great. Yes.
Not to forget your morning manicures.
That'll be all. Thank you.
Fogra, a reminder to all Garda members to please do not administer pepper spray onto your hot dogs. As I can personally attest, it is not as delicious as you might think. Welcome to An Garda Conference Press Conference. I'm Garda Fiacla Magilla Fehekel, and I will be providing answers pertaining to and adherence of your questions. So, as they say, when a hotel is earmarked for asylum seekers, fire ahead.
Why did Minister McEntee snub the conference?
Well, look, at 99% of our members voted no confidence in Commissioner Harris. It would have been a full 100% only for a few rank and files were outside messing with the PSNI water cannon. You know, they were seeing if they could wash a Toyota Land Cruiser with the blastings from 500 yards. So anyway, the GRA decided Harris was NFI.
Sorry, what does NFI mean?
Not effing invited.
Oh.
We snubbed Daddy Drew, so Mammy McEntee snubbed us. It's one of them he-snub, she-snub situations.
Fogra, for our undercover members, please collect your electric picnic outfits from the Port West Stand and have your size in navy blue fleece, brown cords and bucket hat with yellow smiley face badge at the ready. Thanking you.
Next question, please. You there, who looks like Ivan Yates's face pressed up against a bus window.
Are Gardaí prepared for another riot if it breaks out again?
No, we are currently not in a place to deal with another Dublin riot, mainly because we are currently in Westport and the pints are very creamy. But even if we were in said relevant vicinity, we would need helmets. We would need better uniforms. I mean, I've personally submitted a few drawings of a sort of Judge Dredd meets Magic Mike design. And if you...
Will whoever borrowed the bicycle from Lost and Found, for God's sake, please return it before Drew finds out. Thank you.
Where was I? I lost my train of thought there.
Why are far-right protests getting out of hand outside the homes of government ministers?
Well, no, I know the video went viral, but to explain this, let me introduce Garda Eustace McNamee-Namee-Namee-Namee, who's a veteran of Roderick O'Dorman's house security.
Right,
yep. You tell him there, Eustace.
I want to say here there were 12 of them, right?
Right.
In Belclavis, a whole lot in Belclavis, menacing they were. I never seen anything like it.
No.
Except literally in every day, in every town, in every village around the country. I mean, trying to move them on straight away. No
Did
doubt
you?
About it.
Yep.
But they manipulated the video.
Did you?
Do you understand me? They manipulated it.
To make it look bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some kind of trick photography.
A movie magic.
That's what. Yep. They're chronic. The whole lot of them.
Tell them what we want.
What we need are more resources.
Resources.
We need more overtime.
Yep.
Maybe nicer boots, like, you know, the Mount Cloud ones. They'll be very light. Like
all right, we leave it there. Well,
all right, yeah.
Thank you very much now, everyone.
Fogra, the Paul Williams tent is now open. Please join the queue to hear Paul shout scumbags for a small donation to the Garda Band. Now, please give generously.
Is the GAA football championship in crisis? With poor attendances and hopelessly one-sided games, we've assembled a panel of experts in studio this morning to make it look as though this is a major thing. I'm joined by Des Cahill. Pat Spillane, who's in Kerry.
Serious in Tin City, bye.
Marty Morrissey.
I'm from Clare and now on Clare. Life doesn't get any better.
And on the phone, we've Minister for Sport, Thomas Byrne.
What's that?
Apologies for the delay on the line. The minister's in Meath.
Hello?
Des, 60,000 empty seats in Croke Park for Dublin versus Meath in the Leinster Championship.
Yeah.
How can the GAA justify that?
Well, it was very cold because, like, it's April. In fact, I ate my coleslaw off a stick. It was so Baltic.
Yeah, we're all missing those close-up shots of girls in county jerseys with makeup all over the collar that we associate with the summer of Sundays.
Yeah, no. These days, half the Dublin fans look like a crowd of deflated George Hooks sellotaped into double anoraks.
Look, this is a serious crisis that's been coming down the tunnel for years and years now. When you take out your top team, you create a vacuum.
Sorry, do you mean the conversation about taking Dublin out of Leinster?
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the vacuum. As Des knows well about the vacuum.
Do I?
When you send your team off for an early bath and you fill the team instead with women and fellas with their calves bursting outside of their three-piece suits, tis a disaster.
Just to clarify, I left the Sunday game on my own wheel because I wanted to spend more time with them. Actually, I don't think I ever come up with a proper excuse.
Shafton, you were shafted along with myself and Brawley and O'Rourke and the month of September.
Can I just say there's a cost of living crisis too, and that is the one disaster that voters don't blame us for, so I can say it out loud.
If you're worried about the cost of living, join Marty in the Costa del Sol. Paul Harrington, George Murphy, Sharon Shannon and many more.
This isn't a bank holiday, Marty. This is a national crisis.
Oh, yes, yes.
Minister Byrne, is the time right?
No, look, this has been overblown. I've just googled Croke Park there, and the fact is that the next Leinster match in HQ is a complete sellout.
That's a rugby match, Minister.
Ooh.
Slam dunk. Another one burns.
Scarlet.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Unless the rest of you have something to add.
Well, I actually have a request, Claire. Would you mind Joe Brawley-ing me, please, on the air?
Ooh. I'm sorry, Pat. No, I can't have that. Joe Brawley isn't here to defend himself.
And you, please, the Brawley lads inside in Temple Noah will...
No, Pat. I will not have people being called bald on this programme.
But please, come on. They'd wait themselves, even more than usual. Like.
I'm sorry. Can we just leave Pat out, okay?
Thank you so much. You're a pit.
Ah, no bother. Have a lovely weekend, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Join Margie every bank holiday in the Costa del Montrose. Oh, no. Paul Harrington, George Murphy, Sharon Shannon and many more. Helping Marty put his notches on that register of interest.
Good morning and morning now. Let's see what's in today's papers, shall we? Oh, war, ructions. A fluffy animal there. Yes, bit of a double murder. Oh, diddums. Certain court case in Northern Ireland. Well, like the lyrics, Tudy's in Limerick. Marty won't be going there. Oh, Hosier. Remember him? The lad who bleated on about the church even though he was born in the 90s. Well, he's only gone and he's number one in America. One! What do you think of that, traffic chap?
Ah, well, good morning to you, Marty.
You're a young person. Do you like Hosier?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Never gotten him myself. Very emotional young man, but a fine head of growing. Oh, no doubt about it.
Will I do the traffic report?
Well, let me guess. Expect delays on the Grand Canal?
Yeah. Can I go back to my granola now?
Of course. Now, what else is in the papers here? Ah, what's this? Sarah Jessica Parker, previously revealed her love of Supervalue, says she's now a fan of RT Lyric. Be still, my beating moustache. Did you hear that, traffic chap?
Yes, Marty.
Holy Norma Foley. Maybe she's listening to us right now. Gosh, I must remember not to do any horse jokes. Don't mention any equine matters, traffic chap.
I don't think she was listening to this show. I think she was listening to Lyric Through the Night.
Oh, no. Well, that's just a CD that plays on repeat for 7 hours. It doesn't have the witty repartee with the traffic chap or anything. I'm hurt. I'm appalled.
But isn't she, like, really old? Maybe she just couldn't find your show on the app or something.
Oh, well, you're wild. Eyes beyond your years, traffic chap.
Actually, my name is...
Of course he listens to this show. She's a middle-aged woman. She shops exclusively in Supervalue, has a holiday home in Donegal, wears Philip Tracy hats. That's Marty's audience demographic. Bullseye right there. God bless you, Sarah Jessica. I've always considered myself a Carrie with a touch of Samantha. Don't Google Marty Wheeling Motorbike. Whatever you do. Whatever you do. Quack-a-voof, assier.
And welcome back to the Today Show. Yep. Francis Brennan is here with us to demystify the European elections.
Yoo-hoo. And he also has a new range of mystifusers, which we'll come to later, Francis.
Now, let me tell you, the elections have gone full Dancing with the Stars. It's all C-list celebrities you've forgotten existed, out begging for votes.
First one up, Nina Carberry.
Who actually won Dancing with the Stars once, proving that my analogy wasn't laboured.
And she's running for Fine Gael.
Oh, that's your crowd, Maura.
I think not, Doughy. I'm very
very neutral.
Which is more than I can say for that jacket. Oh. I've seen subtler orange on the fellas who wave in the plains at Shannon.
Now here's a blast from the past. Cynthia Ní Mhuireachtaí with Fianna Fáil.
Yeah, now I thought Cynthia Ní Mhuireachtaí was just the Irish for Carrie Crowley. It turns out they're not the same person.
Do you know now, the last time I saw your one was when I clicked one of those. You'll never believe what Cynthia Ní Mhuireachtaí does now. You know, the clickmatey me bobs online.
Yeah, go on.
My computer was subject to a cyber attack by hackers in Kuwait. I had to pay the ransom.
Stop!
And I never even found out what she does.
All scams targeting old people. Yeah. We could get a whole week out of that. Producers, take note.
That's right.
Right, who's next? Oh, it's a new party. Independent Ireland.
Right.
Bang of silage off them, if I'm honest, because I think they're big into pitchforks and dog whistles.
Oh, we had a whistling dog in the show once.
Really?
He attacked one of Maura's fluffy slippers and had to be put down.
It's terrible. Yeah. Kieran Mullooly is running for them, and he hopes that if he's elected and makes a show of himself, Orty will take him back and pay him six figures, which is the very punishment they gave George Lee for his political decisions.
And Niall Boylan is another of their candidates. Yeah. Oof, oh, suck.
As you know, I always dreamt of being a shock jockey. I would have hosted late night phone-in shows where I could say what I liked about what George Soros and the global elite have done to the size of USA, tins of biscuits and wagon wheels and silver mints. And
Sinn Féin is running Michelle Gildernew.
Yeah.
Gilder who?
Well, I can tell you, she's an MP. Excited voice.
Hooray.
For Fermanagh and South Tyrone, disapproving voice. Oh. I mean, Tyrone is bad enough without having a whole south side.
Well, maybe that's posh Tyrone, Francis.
Oh, please. The closest that lot will get to posh is by doing their sledging in proper grammar.
And the Social Democrats.
Yep.
I love their shade of purple.
Really?
It's very Mother of the Bride. Who have they?
Rory Hearn.
Oh, anything to Bertie?
No, no, no. He's a Hearn, not a Ahern.
So he is a Hearn.
What?
Just enough to give you a hernia.
Oh, he used to be People Before Profit, but then he bought himself a blazer and wrote a book about the housing crisis called Gaffes.
Gosh, he'll have to learn how to call them homes.
I will.
Now that he's in with Holly Cairns.
Right.
After the break, Francis unveils his new plug-in demystifying room scent to mark the European elections.
Indeed, and it's called Far Out.
What?
It's a mixture between the smell of a brand new pair of Farah slacks and an old jar of Marmite. Very easy to order. Go into Dunn's and say, Francis Brennan's Far Out. Oh, I haven't really thought this one through.
How are you now?
Never before has a court report been rated unsafe for family viewing. But then again, this trial is about Donald Trump allegedly doing the dirt with a porn star, paying her sexy hush money, lying about it, and the name of the first witness is David Pecker. There's even a gag order, which, like most things he puts his hands on, Donald Trump has been violating repeatedly.
Everybody knows this case is totally rigged. The jury, they're undercover commies, and I call on all the patriots to peacefully find out where this jury lives. The corrupt judge, what are you going to say? It's clearly Nancy Pelosi in a wig. Come on, Nancy, take off the wig. We know it's you. Take everything else off as well. Sad. Wrong.
You'd nearly feel bad for his lawyers until you hear that he's paid them over $3.5 million last month alone and nearly $60 million in the past year.
That's why I've teamed up with Goop. Beautiful Goop, tremendous place to sell these Trump 2024 candles. They're shaped like an AR-15. It's the same gun used by Jesus. Believe me, a lot of people say that. But you don't want to know what they smell like, trust me. Or how about VIP season tickets to all my trials? Season ticket, courtside seats, close enough to get splashed by authentic Trump spittle straight from the Donald's mouth. Also, I'm opening the pre-sale on tickets for prison visits. Come on, who doesn't want to see Trump in prison?
Meanwhile, in another perfectly normal day in America, the Supreme Court says they're divided over whether to grant total immunity to former presidents from any prosecution. These are Supreme Court judges now actually pondering a Trump lawyer's argument that a president should not be charged even if they murdered a political rival. Gals to the left of me, con men to the right, Donny O'Sullivan, stuck in the middle with you, CNN News. Up the kingdom.
You're listening to Late Night Send-Off at Midnight, and here to help you tuck in for a trip to the Land of Nod, Helen McEntee explains everything she doesn't know about her own immigration policy. Enjoy.
A lot of people wonder why, out of the scores of immigrants the EU agreed to take back from Ireland, we only managed to send three. Who's to know why? I certainly don't. Germany can do things much better than we do. Why is that? Something to do with better trains or Thierry Henry's handball, I'd imagine. Is he German? Perhaps. I'm sorry, I don't have that information to hand. Now, out of 7,200 immigrants whose asylum was refused, how many are under appeal? I'm not sure. I was a bit too busy floundering on crime to have enough time to flounder in this policy area too. But rest assured, I will flounder about without answers to any questions I'm asked about this for plenty of time to come yet. Because don't forget, it would only pander to the far right if the Taoiseach replaced me with someone who's on top of their brief.
I think that should do it. Sleep well now.
Alright, Minister.
Are we there yet?
Just a few more steps. It'll look lovely in the photos when you're announcing the creation of this gorgeous new national park. Good morning,
Jeez,
everyone.
I should have read the brief. I thought there'd be swings, a slide and an ice cream van.
Alright, Minister.
Me Cheetos are riding up so far. I can taste Hugo Boss.
We've only hiked 50 metres. The press are here now, so be careful what you say. Minister Darrow O'Brien, everyone.
Well, at least me gilet is big enough to be used as a tent if we're caught up here at the top of Kerry.
Just a reminder, the Minister's only taking questions on the park. Okay.
How he is, like to welcome us here to Park Na Shunta Na Mara. Wait, are we naming a park after PJ Mara?
No, you there.
Minister, will this marine park actually do anything towards designating 30% of our waters as marine protected areas?
Hold that thought. Just let me open by making a witty remark about the Dublin football rivalry. What's this place called again?
The Connor Pass, Minister.
Yeah. Well, I'm rebranding it the Con O'Callaghan Hand Pass because it's so bleeding perfect. Seriously, though, Kerry are muck.
Sorry?
Also, every morning I wake up thinking about Ireland's marine development. That's why we bought the sea. Look at it there.
A lot of Kerry people are wondering what is the point in having the sea anymore when there's no fungi in it.
There's a lot more than sea here. Look at the vast, untouched, empty landscape.
Yes.
With zero houses built on it. I mean, it looks like Finnegan. Gael and Fianna Fáil have been in power here for 1,000 years. Okay, yes, the minister is clearly very tired, so we'll have no more questions.
But I didn't get to do me Kerry man jokes.
Thank you all for coming now. Be careful on the walk back down the hill.
Thank you.
Back down. Come here. How badly injured do you have to be to get airlifted off this back arse of Kerry?
We can still hear you.
Oh, no.
Don't write that down. I'm off record because I've altitude sickness, you tick.
If I rip me trousers, would that be enough?
No, minister. Didn't matter. Standing in something now.
Baby kiss photo op block.